Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
Where every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and finance, if we get around to it. And also just events that are happening around the Pacific Northwest. This is a live call-in show, so call us if you have questions for us or our guest, Michael Miro from Michael Miro Garden Design. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. You can also tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker.
Finally there got that go. Twitter handle.
Well, I got it down.
And if you want to follow up with Michael Miro later, also on Twitter, he's at Michael S. Murrow.
Michael S. Murrow or michaelmurrow.com, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Excellent. Okay, so Michael, now I'm like, I'm a banker. I'm Norwegian. I don't know a verbenum from a Catani aster. So, you know, so someone tell us, let's say I need some help. You know, I my yard's a nightmare.
You need
some
help.
I got the beauty bark out there. I got the, you know, I don't know. I don't even know the names of the stuff, but let's say it's falling down. I want to hire you. Tell us how you work. How does that process work?
Well, typically, you know, we start out in a consultative capacity, and that gives you an opportunity to really vent and, you know, tell me everything that's happening, what you like, what you don't like. And then we also will, pardon me, talk about what kind of options. You know, this is broad brushstroke at this point.
Sure.
Then we start looking at some, in a conceptual way, what options or solutions might be for whatever factors that we come up with during the consultation, which is really some brainstorming. Or if you already have a garden or you even like gardening and know what you're doing, but you're missing out, and you feel like you don't have all the design expertise you need, that's another way of approaching it. And then, of course, there's troubleshooting. We have a specific issue. How do we solve it?
Okay, so what are some examples? Are you talking about, like, I'm looking at my yard and I have a lawn and I have nothing and I just can't visualize where to even start? Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of like a starting point. Or I have things that keep dying, or I want a little maintenance, or are all these kind of issues that come into play?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Well, what tends to be the most common thing that people call you for?
Well, to be really honest with you, a lot of people just are dissatisfied with their garden.
And have they identified why?
Well, a lot of times that's what we need to define.
Okay, because I'll tell you, sometimes people don't know what it is about their house they don't
exactly
like.
That's exactly right.
So we have to go work it out.
And a lot of times people, they see a nice garden, they know it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it, and they want it.
Got it.
They don't know how to do it themselves.
Garden envy.
Maybe they don't even, a lot of people also don't have the time or the desire to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I, you know, again, each project's different, but the first thing I recommend is doing some brainstorming. I have a questionnaire on my website that you can fill out, and that gives me background information on what's working, what's not working, what some goals might be.
I'm sure that's a list that you've cultivated, no pun intended, over time because of the same questions coming up over and over again.
There's some practical things we need to know if we're going to work on a job site. And then, yes, a lot of people want low maintenance,
mm-hmm.
but that does not have to be boring.
Right.
And more people, and I've always been an advocate of this, are wanting to do away with their lawns.
Yes. Oh, sure. Yay. Yeah. I'm so into that myself. I hate lawn. I can't stand lawn. My last house, I got rid of all of it almost entirely, except for a strip where the dogs could go do their business.
Sure.
Because I hate mowing. I hate it. And I had a really, really tiny yard. I didn't want to have all the equipment to have to maintain that. And I would rather have organic vegetables or flowers where I can do cut flowers or something pretty to look at that also enhances the exterior of my home and improves its curb appeal. You know, all of exactly. it. And part of that was I grew up in the Midwest on a 3/4 acre lot that we had to mow every freaking week in 100 degree weather in summer. Hated it. Hate it.
Well, and as people are wanting to use less water, mm-hmm.
Yeah, drought.
I don't like looking at a brown lawn all summer.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't.
Mm-hmm. My mother calls that Seattle politically correct lawn.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to be thinking more about ecology and our landscaping. Mm-hmm.
And well, last summer was a perfect example.
It sure was.
I mean, that was one of the roughest summers. It was so dry.
It was. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's lawns in my neighborhood that haven't. I mean, that was the thing. My mom would joke about the politically correct brown. But usually it comes back. But I've got tons of neighbors that have patchy bald spots. I'm going to not tease you. And then some of them, their lawn just didn't come back, period.
Right.
And I'm like walking by every day with my dog going, man, that looks terrible.
Well, and I will confess that I sort of use that as an excuse to neglect the lawn all last summer, mm-hmm. too. Like, I'm going to get chastised for watering it, so we'll just let it die.
Yeah. Well, and it's not... That's the misperception. It's not dead. I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what drives me crazy.
Because it almost always comes back and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, if you really take care of a lawn properly, it's a considerable amount of work.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Steppable ground covers in low traffic areas are great alternatives.
So what kind of things would those be?
pardon me. Today, we just finished installing a job in Fremont. Entire garden, well, it really wasn't a garden, all lawn and grass. It's all gone now. So no mm-hmm. more mowing.
Right.
No more paying for mowers to come.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking strip was all grass. And we planted it all with woolly thyme.
Oh, yeah. And that smells great when you step on it.
And it's one of the steppable ground covers that is just the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually needs almost no water in Seattle once it's established. So it's one of the very easiest.
Yeah. And it ends up having a pretty little flower also, doesn't it?
Woolly thyme does get a flower. There are some other creeping thymes that have more flowers, like Mother of Time, for instance.
But there's no Father Time.
Not
just Mother of Time. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, there might be.
We don't want creeping fathers either.
Yeah, we don't want creepy Uncle Time.
Maybe we just don't know about it yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could be. It might be from another land.
It could be.
Okay. So, all right. So you mentioned, though, in the first segment, every time you go into one of these things, though, it's you know, you got to start figuring things out. But there's all these design principles that start getting applied to almost any kind of project, mm-hmm. right? No matter what you're doing. So explain some of those things to us.
Well, one of the things that, and I can't emphasize enough that every job is different. But one of the things I like to, well, we have utilitarian mm-hmm. or practical needs.
Okay.
You know, how are we going to use this space?
Right.
Do we want to be in it? Do we want a patio? Do we want to entertain?
Mm-hmm.
What are the ingredients that we are looking for? And then, of course, aesthetics. And there's always a number of options. There's different mm-hmm. styles. Some of it depends on the home, client's personal preferences, or maybe the style of garden will dictate that look. But then those things are important to consider. But I like to reach just one step beyond that. And really, because this is a lot of us, it's about how we feel. So mm-hmm. how do you want people to feel in a space?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, because you can have it be forbidding, you can have it be inviting, you can have it be a, hey, sit here and relax.
Exactly.
Or it could be a pass through. Right.
Or, you know, we're seeing a lot now very modern, clean lines, and it's really about the architecture. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it, you know, when we're looking at residential, we also have opportunities to do more than one style, depending mm-hmm. on how the spaces are going to be used.
Right.
But a lot of people want somewhere pleasant that they can sit and mm-hmm. relax, especially with how busy everybody is now and how many hours Buddy's working now. So.
Oh, yeah. So let me throw this at you then, because a lot of the clients that I work with, yeah, they're all busy. In fact, the home purchasing process is a challenge at times because they're working long hours, which means, of course, I get to work even longer hours because I work a normal day, but then I have to do nights and weekends most of the time. So I'm just working all the time. So I get where they're coming from. But when they do get home and they get that opportunity to relax, a lot of them want that like outdoor living space. That has become absolutely the big thing that I've seen more and more of, outdoor living, whether it's covered or uncovered or a combination thereof. Are you seeing the same thing in
Absolutely.
Your client requests?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, people want somewhere they can go, you know, as mm-hmm. soon as they get home or on the weekends. That's a special spot because...
what do you mean by somewhere they can go? Do you mean like a outbuilding that's a separate...
It can be very simple. You know, even just a small patio with some chairs that's got plantings around it that provide some shelter and human scale.
Okay.
You know, so it can be intimate or it could be larger. It could be something that just looks good because maybe there you have a deck or you're mostly viewing it from inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a lot of different things, but typically... a space that people can be in, that's accessible, close to the mm-hmm. house, has some sort of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different ways that we can provide that.
Okay. Well,
excellent. And now, how much of your – I know you're doing mostly garden design, but are you incorporating building structures and things like that into your design, of course, yeah?
Absolutely. You know – in this day and age, there's so many interesting things that we can do, even with a basic fence.
Okay.
But
well, why don't we cover that in the next segment, because we're going to have to go to break here.
Right.
But let's get into some of the how you get it into your hardscaping on Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.